morning. I'm Erin Davis with Lulu 103.5 Traffic. It's brought to you by Lotto Max. The sky's the limit with Lotto Max. The next jackpot is $20 million. Dream to the max of Lotto Max. 19 plus to play. No stalls or accidents right now. Nice start to this morning. The weather's looking good too. We've got sunshine ahead today and every day this week. How do you like that? The high will be 18. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
Move 103.5's what you need to know. Here's Erin Davis.
BC celebrating the start of this year's Filipino Heritage Month in a more somber mood than usual. The celebrations came a little over a month after the deadly attack on the Lapu-Lapu Day Festival that killed 11 people and injured scores of others. Premier David Eby says while the province continues to grieve, the community coming together to heal demonstrates strength and unity and how it's enriched BC's cultural fabric. New Democrat legislative member Mabee Elmore, who is Filipino, says her community is healing and will emerge stronger from the tragedy. The family operating the BC ostrich farm facing a federal call may be looking into moving its animals to the U.S. Katie Pastini with Universal Ostrich Farm in Edgewood says it would be a last resort, but notes that U.S. officials, including Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., have made proposals to Canada about saving the ostriches. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency says the roughly 400 birds that survived an avian flu outbreak must be culled because the infection at the farm was more a mutation of the virus not seen in Canada before. And warmer weather in BC as summer approaches has pushed temperatures to record levels in parts of the interior. Environment Canada says the high temperature records were broken on Saturday in two communities in the Kootenay region, Castlegar and Creston. The weather says Castlegar's high reached 32, Creston reached 32.4, and that breaks records from about 20 years ago.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 103.5, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun,
and Drew Show. Let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Who are the best celebrity kissers? And a couple of bad ones, too. It's coming up in What's Trending.
Plus, the surprising new target for scam calls.
But first, it's Hosier on a Monday. Good morning.
Move 103.5.
It can't be said I'm an early bird. It's 10 o'clock before I say a word. Baby, I can never tell.
today's best variety. Move 1035.
Show.
Today's best variety.
Move 1035.
You put me on a pedestal and tell me I'm the best. Raise me up into the sky until I'm short of breath. For confidence, I say what's in my chest. Spill my words and tear me down until there's nothing left. Rearrange the pieces just to fill me with the rest, yeah. But what if I trip?
When the world put me on a pedestal, I had big dreams of doing shows and making memories.
Made some bad moves trying to act cool, upset by their jealousy. Lifting me up, lifting me up. Yeah. Tearing me down, down, tearing me down.
Down.
Take responsibility for everything I've done.
Yeah.
Holding it against me like you're the holy one.
Yeah.
I had a chip on my shoulder, had to let it go. Cause unforgiveness keeps them in control. I came in with good intentions, then I let it go.
Justin Bieber, Shawn Mendes coming to Vancouver in October on his brand new tour. We've got tickets to give away at 8:05 all week. Good luck winning Shawn Mendes tickets later on this morning. Well, look at this. Guess who is the newest target, the focus of scam callers? Look who they're going after. I feel like things have changed. On the scam call front.
Okay. So they're going after
who
children?
Well, almost, because I think what have we been hearing about for a long, long time in terms of who scam callers focus on and prey on? Nat, your
nanas.
Assumption. Yes.
Yeah.
Nanas, the older generation.
Yeah. Seniors.
Seniors, Aaron. Yes, absolutely. According to some new stats that are out, the demographic scam callers are now targeting 18 to 44-year-olds because, I don't know how they figure this out, but so say the numbers, people in that demographic, that age demographic, are now three times more likely to fall for a scam than an older person. Somebody on the other side of 45.
Really?
I'm puzzled to figure out why that is. This seems like a complete and total shift. Is that because younger people are not used to talking on the telephone and they just like bite? If they pick up the phone, they're like, yes, I'm all the way in. Like, I don't know how this has shifted. It feels so curious to me.
I don't answer my phone. So there's that, but the scam calls, the stuff that comes through where it ends up being a voicemail or whatever, it's always, you know, it's always automated. It's always just like some sort of robocall. So I don't know, like, if you actually were to pick it up and you answered your phone and were like, hello, I am interested. Does it all of a sudden click over to a real person? Like, I don't even know how it works.
Yeah, same. I'm shocked by this as well. So it's only calls though, right? It's not texts or... It's just calls.
They said that the way it was categorized, Aaron, in terms of what I saw was scam calls. So maybe they loop text into calls as well. I don't know how they kind of classify this stuff, but it's kind of in conjunction with it. There was this Reddit thread as well with people sharing like their favorite. And I don't know whether this is just looking back over years because, Nat, I'm the same as you. I only seem to get... robocalls where it's a robot on the other side of things. You never talk to a human if you do pick up, but people just sharing some of their famous clapbacks or their favorite clapbacks to somebody who they feel was trying to scam them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a little scam call revenge.
Got it. In
terms of, drawing people out and wasting their time and asking questions and then, like, at the last second,
sucker. I've wasted your time and my time, yes, but also your time.
I have never understood the satisfaction with that. I have never understood the satisfaction, but those who like it a lot.
Move 103.5 is your way in to the hottest party of the season. On the field.
Touchdown, BC Lions!
And on the stage.
The Shizzle Dizzle.
The BC Lions home opener is Saturday, June 7th against Edmonton. And Snoop Dogg kicks it off with a pregame concert at BC Place. All this week. Listen to the Nat and Drew Show at 7:05 to win four tickets plus a $100 gift card to the BC Lions team store. Today's best variety.
Don't change the dizzle. Turn it up a little.
Move 103.5.
When you switch your phone plan to Bell, you can get Crave on Us with the hottest shows like the HBO original The Last of Us, which means you won't be the last of us to watch it. In fact, you'll be the first of us. And though you may be tempted to text out spoilers, you don't. Because with great streaming comes great responsibility.
Get Crave on Us with select phone plans when you bring your own phone. All on Canada's fastest 5G plus network. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/rateplans for details. Bell, mobile plans just got better.
Golf's biggest stars have dominated the major season.
It's a Scheffler showcase.
But now the toughest test awaits with the game's ultimate prize at stake. The U.S. Open, June 12th to the 15th on TSN and TSN Plus.
Hey, this is Ruby Carr, the host of the podcast Encore. You know how some artists grow to kind of hate their big hit? This is one of those stories, but I promise, still a likable one. Tune in this week to Encore, the stories behind the songs you love, or the incredible story of Vanessa Carlton's 2002 hit, A Thousand Miles. I recorded the episode while riding a piano around New York City. Not really. That would be cool, though. Listen to Encore on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts for stories behind all the songs you love.
Crave is your destination for the summer's hottest reality series. Love Island USA is back. The new season streams June 3rd. Subscribe at crave.ca. Crave, proudly Canadian.
I think we have a problem.
I know. I heard it too.
I think everybody has. We really need to put a stop to this.
Agreed. The team shouldn't make jokes about Sarah. I'll go talk to them right now.
And I'll try and figure out what's going on with all these alarms.
A great manager looks out for more than just physical dangers. Visit WorkSafeBC.com and learn how to protect your workers from psychological harm in the workplace.
Everyone I meet has the same question.
What's the question?
What will the tariffs do to the price of engagement rings?
I can answer that one.
Please do.
Those tariffs will have zero impact on the prices of Spence.
Zero? How did we escape it?
We pay Canadian workers to manufacture all our engagement rings right here in Canada. Always have, always will.
Our state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities are superior to what you'll find in any other country.
And the people who work in our Canadian facilities are superior as well.
Hell yes!
If we ever need to buy anything that is subject to a tariff, Michael has decided to absorb the cost so it is not passed along to our customers.
That's very generous, Michael.
I don't know if it was generosity or just plain defiance. The only thing I know for sure is that I've never been more proud to be Canadian.
Spence.
Wow!
In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We've got no stalls or accidents. Nice start to this morning. Just some volume northbound Alex Fraser, westbound Portman. Just starting to build. Looking good, though. Grow your savings while you do life with a Scotiabank Momentum Plus savings account and enjoy a competitive interest rate. Visit scotiabank.com/MPSA. We've got sunshine ahead today. The high will be 24 at the water, 29 inland. And right now it's 12 degrees.
Thanks, Erin. It's the Nat and Drew Show. It was not the ending that the Whitecaps were hoping for yesterday. We'll have details on the final of the CONCACAF tournament and also who's a really good kisser in Hollywood and some not so good kissers coming up and what's trending.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes, sir. Not a follower, fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer, take a number, I was lightning before the thunder.
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 Super fun trip to Mexico the Whitecaps were hoping for.
What's trending?
A rough, rough night. The Whitecaps were looking to become the first ever Canadian team to win the CONCACAF Champions Cup and the first MLS team to win it in 3 years. But things did not go as hoped. Cruz Azul blew out the Whitecaps 5-0. Their first four shots all went in.
Oh, no. Yeah. Was there a goalie in the net?
It was not good. Here's Whitecaps center back Ranko Veselinovic after the game on TSN.
It's hard after this game to think about. We're all sad, and it's devastating to go out like this. Maybe in a few days we'll be proud of the run we had, but tonight is just painful.
They've got to shake it off fast. They're still in first place, of course, in the Western Conference. The Vancouver Whitecaps are with a game against rival Seattle on Sunday at BC Place.
Okay, well, better luck now. Go!
Go! It's a long season ahead. There they have months and months and months of games left.
No time to be sad.
No, I mean, sad today. Sad on the trip back home, but, like, get things back on course. It's not all over yet.
The pop culture account Dumois has asked people to rate kissers from personal experience. So famous celebrities. Now, these are just like regular people that apparently have made out with famous celebrities, and you just would anonymously submit your story. So if you believe the sources, and for the sake of this, let's believe the sources. Mm. Who do people say are famous, you know, good kissers and some bad kissers? I'll give you a name. You tell me what you think. Good kisser, bad kisser. Prince Harry, guys.
Bad kisser.
Bad kisser. 10 out of 10. Biggest gentleman. So says the anonymous source. Florence Pugh.
Bad kisser.
She seems pretty sexy.
Such a good kisser that it turned their friend into a stalker.
Okay.
I don't need to laugh.
Vin Diesel.
Bad kisser.
Oh, that's tricky. Because sexy, but kind of douchey. Bad kisser.
The worst kisser you could ever imagine. Oh, horrible kisser, horrible kisser, horrible manners, just gross.
Yeah.
That person went on at length.
Yeah.
Milo Ventimiglia.
Ventimiglia. He was on This Is Us. He played Jack, the dad, Pearson. I'm going to make it 4 for 4 and say bad kisser.
Best kisser.
Bad kisser.
Oh.
Nice guy, bad kisser, they said.
Disappointing.
Pedro Pascal.
Oh, I think we know, right?
I don't know.
Are you going to continue with your...
Sure.
Okay.
Bad kisser.
Best kisser.
Top three best kissers ever. Very passionate and very sweet.
Okay, so who's saying top three? Like, it's their own personal top three? Yeah. Or they've just kissed all of the celebrities?
Good one. Because who have we got so far on the list?
Exactly.
Out of the good kissers?
Yeah.
Prince Harry, Florence Pugh, and Pedro Pascal.
It's the top three, though. Like, if you are just a rando who hooked up with a celebrity and you've just got... you know, whoever you made out with in high school.
Sure. Yeah.
To go. Yeah. Of course, I think, you know, like Pedro Pascal is going to stand out.
But not as good as Steve from Grey 11.
He was very good.
What's trending? Move 103.5.
You to hold out the palm of your hand. Why don't we leave it there?
Best variety, Move 103.5. Good morning, 6:32. Welcome to it. It's Nat, Drew, and Aaron on the Nat and Drew Show this morning. This survey made me laugh. This survey made me laugh. 70% of us, 70%, overwhelming majority, 70% say we are above average when it comes to trustworthiness, loyalty, and honesty.
All three things.
All three things.
We're above average.
Not sure mathematically that's actually possible for us all to be so overwhelmingly above average, but shout out to the 30% of people that did actually look at the question honestly and just say they were above average in all three categories.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one to kind of measure out, I think, in terms of being able to look at yourself honestly and being honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like in terms of trustworthiness, Nat, do you feel like you're below average, average, or above average? Trustworthiness.
I think I'm above average.
Above average?
I do.
Yeah. Aaron, how about you?
Same.
Same? I feel the same with me.
Yes.
Exactly. So
yeah.
I'm like, this is how we wind up with 70% of us all thinking we're awesome.
Yeah.
This is we're evaluating ourselves on this.
I think it's true for us, though.
Yeah?
I do. Like, we've all worked together a long time, and we know a lot of each other's stuff. And I feel that you guys are very trustworthy.
Thank you. I feel like everybody in this room is trustworthy, but I will say this about myself. Sometimes I forget the things that I've been told. So sometimes I think I am trustworthy by default.
Unintentionally trustworthy.
Yeah. Like you can tell me something. It's in the vault. It's in the vault. Cause I have forgotten. The vault is full of things that I do not remember.
Yeah.
So like, tell me you're good.
Yes.
I'm keeping that secret.
So we all think we're above average when it comes to trustworthiness. Is there anything of the other two, the loyalty or the honesty, that you would think you're actually below average at?
No.
Are you thinking you're above average in all?
No, I think I'm very loyal for me. Not for me. I don't know why I said for me. That seemed weird. I just think I'm a loyal person.
Okay.
Nat thinks she's above average with loyalty. She also thinks Aaron and Drew are maybe a little less so.
They call that a Freudian slip. Loyal. Loyal as I'm going to get.
Yeah.
To me. To me, I'm loyal to me. No, but I do think, honestly, it sort of depends because there's sometimes, you know, like, do you always say the thing that you're thinking, or do you say things that you don't say things because you want to save somebody's feelings?
I think sometimes even just pushing down and holding back, like you're not necessarily being truly honest. Like, I don't know whether if you are not honest, it means like you're a lying maniac and constantly running around telling untruths.
Yeah.
If you're just not being honest with somebody about how you feel, whether you're saying something else or just keeping it inside, I think that affects how honest a person you are.
Sure.
And that's the category that I think I struggle with the most. Are there any of these with you, Aaron? No.
No.
Above average or
probably 70%? Absolutely.
Nobody does it better.
They're all connected, right? It's all about integrity.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things. So I think you either have integrity or you don't. To be completely truthful, that's what I think. So.
That was Erin being incredibly honest right there.
Yep.
With her feelings. About how she's doing it better than we're doing it.
The Nat Andrews Show. On Move 103.5.
6:35 coming up just after 7 o'clock this morning. These are going to become pretty hard to get tickets pretty fast. The BC Lions home opener. Snoop Dogg, the concert kickoff. We've already sold over 50,000 tickets for this game. We have got a 4-pack. Of tickets for you to be there, plus a $100 Team Store gift card, too. We'll do that when we play the Wheel of Games just after 7.
When you switch your phone plan to Bell, you can get Crave on Us with the hottest shows like the HBO original The Last of Us, which means you won't be the last of us to watch it. In fact, you'll be the first of us. And though you may be tempted to text us spoilers, you don't. Because with great streaming comes great responsibility.
Get Crave on Us with select phone plans when you bring your own phone. All on Canada's fastest 5G plus network. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/rateplans for details. Bell. Mobile plans just got better.
Only Crave brings you the next great animated series for adults. An outrageous half-hour comedy with the heroes we need now more than ever. Canadian superheroes.
Canadian superheroes?
Yes, Canadian superheroes. Starring Canadian legends Kobe Smulders.
You just pissed off the wrong maple tree.
And Will Arnett.
Super Team Canada, let's roll.
Super Team Canada, new series, stream now. Only on Crave. Proudly Canadian, eh?
The newest tracks. And the next big thing.
Baby, what was that?
And your first place to hear it all. iHeart New Music. your digital station for brand new drops, fresh finds, and tomorrow's bangers. Powered by North by Northeast, celebrating 30 years of discovering the artists you love today. iHeart New Music.
Discover new music.
Stream now, online, on your smart speaker, and on the free iHeart Radio app.
Going on vacation? Spending money in another currency? From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos. If you're still using major banks, you could be getting ripped off. Instead, use Wise and save up to 3 times compared to major banks when you spend money in another currency. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
Thinking of ways to help your kids get ahead in life? Invest in their future with Atlin at Clayton Crest. Modern pre-sale condos in West Clayton from just $299,990. With the future SkyTrain station steps away and Simon Fraser University and UBC Surrey just 15 minutes from home, you'll be giving them a head start where it counts. They're growing up fast, and this is your chance to help them take their first step into the market. Secure their future today. Visit AtlinCondos.ca to register now.
What will the tariffs do to the price of engagement rings?
Those tariffs will have zero impact on the prices at Spence.
Zero?
We pay Canadian workers to manufacture all our engagement rings right here in Canada. Always have, always will.
Our state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities are superior to what you'll find in any other country.
Hell yes!
Spence will not be raising its prices.
I've never been more proud to be Canadian.
Spence. Wow! In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
Experience the newest sensation in the Okanagan Valley. Four Points by Sheraton Fenticton at the Convention Center, where timeless classics meet modern comfort. You can dine in the energized atmosphere at Palmer Kitchen and Spirits, or enjoy dining with a spectacular view of Okanagan Lake from the rooftop patio. With nearby wineries, craft breweries, and beaches, you'll love your stay at the Four Points by Sheraton Fenticton at the Convention Center.
Plan your Penticton trip now at visitpenticton.com.
Shoppers Foundation for Women's Health is challenging us all to ask, how many women have we lost because of a late diagnosis? How many women have been overlooked because so little research funding goes to women's health? How many women have felt unseen because they can't access proper care? Maybe even you. Health inequities are harming women. It's why we're working to improve access to equitable and inclusive care. It's time to make women's health visible. Get to know the facts at shoppersfoundation.ca.
Good Monday morning, and I start to this day. I'm Aaron Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. No stalls or accidents. We just have a traffic pattern change here in Surrey. Highway 17 westbound at Old Yale using the new overpass instead of traffic lights there. Earn 4.9% with a Scotiabank Momentum Plus savings account and watch your savings grow. Conditions apply. Annual rate varies by savings period. Scotiabank.com/MPSA. Now until Wednesday, visit Shoppers Drug Mart for the bonus redemption event and get more for your points. Offer valid in-store and online. We've got a beautiful day ahead. The whole week looks great. Today we've got sunshine. The high will be about 21 inland. Right now, 12 degrees.
Can you handle this? I don't think they can handle this. Then loop, speed around, look the sexy, look the fly, magic, chick design, DJ, Gemini, Spider-Man, I feel the flame.
belly that I have. Now let's cut the rug while we can kiss on your head.
Dreams in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go. I got dreams in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't.
How do you feel about a gold digger test? So a woman tells Reddit that she was feeling pretty good about a date. It was a first date with this guy. There was had a really good connection. And then he performed a test to see if she is a gold digger. The 29-year-old woman says that they were at this cafe having a really great time. He's 31. They had a lot of things in common. They were set up, actually. It wasn't even through Tinder or whatever. It was a setup, like old school, through a mutual friend. Anyway, as the bill comes, instead of splitting it, which she thought the plan was, the guy said to her, he handed it to her and said, would you mind picking up the check? And she said, oh, okay, yeah, sure, no problem. And then he, according to her, gets a big smile on his face and says, congratulations, you passed the test, you're not a gold digger.
That's what he said?
Yes, that's what she says he said.
Oh, my gosh.
And she went, oh, my gosh, what is going on?
Yeah.
And that was it. They haven't had a date since. She's blocked
him.
She told her friend, I want nothing to do with this guy. He keeps reaching out. And she's like, no, like, this is like the idea. Like, I don't care that you've been burned in the past. This is ridiculous.
100%. I mean, he must be so devastated. He found somebody to pass the test and now she won't take his calls.
The one woman that's not a gold digger.
No!
It's weird. It's weird. I just don't understand. Like, I don't know. I mean, I've been married for a really long time, so I haven't dated in a really long time. I just sort of always assumed that whomever asked the person out is the person that's going to pay, or you've established ahead of time that you're going to be splitting the bill.
Sure. And I just also, it's just, I'm sure there are lots of people that have these unspoken tests or these flags or things that they look for when they're out on a first date, particularly a first date with somebody. You don't like congratulate them out loud once they've passed or a test or hit a marker or something like that. That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, on what level does that? He must have never had anybody pass the test before. This was the first time he used it, because I can't imagine anybody responding positively to that. Oh, congratulations, you passed the gold digger test.
No.
Oh, yay!
Thanks.
Pity for me. Like, who's going to say that?
Yeah, I think it says an awful lot about him.
Like,
I know plenty of people that would have said, no, actually, I won't pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
We agreed on splitting it.
Well,
they talked. Is that what they agreed on?
It seems she was expecting to, the way she writes it is she was expecting to split the bill.
Yeah.
She kind of just thought, whether there was an actual verbal agreement or she was just expecting. That would have been my red flag, as if he had picked like something that I'm thinking, like, we're just going to split this. And all of a sudden he hands it to me and says, would you mind picking this up? I'd be like, without an explanation as to why.
Yeah.
Like, I forgot my wallet.
Yeah.
I don't have my phone. I don't have Apple Pay. I have nothing. I'm totally like, there need to be some reason why all of a sudden the plans seem to have changed.
I agree. And for me, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
Like, what's your scam?
Yeah. Like, you're just here to get the free pastries and you're going to ghost me? Not today, sir.
Real friends, real fun.
This is the Nat and Drew Show.
6:51, $1,000 minute ahead at 7:35. It might seem like a scam to say we give you the answer, but we kind of do right after the news at 7 o'clock, at least to question one. That helps you save some time and get closer to winning the money. That's on the way in less than 10 minutes.
With Virgin Plus, you get an affordable phone plan and member benefit discounts on food, fashion, and entertainment, which means your life gets...
This meal is delicious.
And...
Love that I'm out shopping more.
And...
This concert rules!
And even...
What was I even doing with my life before signing up with Virgin Plus and getting to do all this fun stuff?
And who doesn't want that? Get plans starting from $29 a month when you bring your own phone with Virgin Plus. Obviously. Includes auto pay credit. Conditions apply. Visit a Virgin Plus store or virginplus.ca for details.
This Pride season, celebrate with the station that's as bold, vibrant, and diverse as you are. iHeart Pride Canada. From dance anthems to pop icons.
So let's celebrate diversity and love.
And hits from 2SLGBTQ+ Canadian artists.
Be yourself and stand proud.
It's your soundtrack for Pride and beyond. Just ask your smart speaker to play iHeart Pride Canada. Stream us on your phone or listen now at iHeartRadio.ca. Happy Pride from iHeart Pride Canada.
Golf's biggest stars have dominated the major season.
It's a Scheffler's showcase.
But now the toughest test awaits, with the game's ultimate prize at stake. The U.S. Open, June 12th to the 15th on TSN and TSN+.
Our son attended great public schools. He had amazing teachers, but he just never felt comfortable, and he struggled. That's when a counselor suggested Purpose Secondary, and what a change. Now he actually looks forward to going to school.
With small class sizes and a supportive, caring learning environment, Purpose Secondary ensures students feel physically and emotionally safe to help them succeed. Purpose Secondary is independent with no tuition fees, but space fills up fast. To find out how to book a tour or register, visit PurposeSecondary.org.
The Mix and Match event is on at Sleep Country. That's good news if you're looking for a mattress that's a little firmer, plushier, cozier, cooler, or a pillow that truly matches your vibe, your tastes, your needs, your sleep. Everyone's sleeping needs are unique, so it's time to get mixing and matching. During our Mix and Match event, get up to 20% off almost everything. Hurry, it's for a limited time only. Speak to a sleep expert for details only at Sleep Country. Proudly Canadian for over 30 years.
Test your detective skills with Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap. The game is afoot in the genre-defining whodunit at the Arts Club Granville Island stage, June 26th to August 10th. For over 70 years, the longest-running play in history has kept audiences guessing. Can you solve the world-famous mystery? Give it a shot, but remember, no spoilers. Get tickets from $39 at artsclub.com. The Mousetrap. That's artsclub.com.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
On today's best variety, Move 1035.
Strumming my pain with his fingers. Singing my life with his words. Killing me softly with his song.
So I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes. Strumming my pain with his fingers.
One time.
Singing my life with his words. Kept right on, strumming my pain with his fingers.
I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We've got a pretty good start to the day here. No stalls or accidents. Some volume building northbound over the Alex Fraser, westbound Portman, and a traffic pattern change in Surrey. Highway 17 westbound at Old Yale using the new overpass there this morning. Tried Nix yet? They make the comfiest bras and leak-proof undies. Visit Nix on Robson, West 4th, Richmond Center, or shop online anytime at nix.ca. We've got a beautiful day ahead, mix of sun and cloud, and then the whole week we've got sunshine in the forecast. How's that? The high today, 21, right now, 12 degrees.
Move 103.5, so what you need to know. Here's Erin Davis.
British Columbia celebrating the start of this year's Filipino Heritage Month in a somber mood. The celebrations come a little over a month after the deadly attack on the Lapu-Lapu Day Festival that killed 11 people and injured many more. Premier David Eby says while the province continues to grieve, the community coming together to heal demonstrates strength and unity and how it has enriched BC's cultural fabric. Breaking down interprovincial trade barriers expected to be a key topic when Canada's premiers meet with Prime Minister Mark Carney today in Saskatoon. Many provinces coming to the table with legislation already put forward that would make it easier to buy Canadian-made goods between provinces and territories. Our Premier David Eby will not be attending. He had already scheduled a trade trip to Asia. France has banned smoking in almost all public spaces, and a commercial truck overturned last week in Linden, Washington, causing about 250 million honeybees to escape. But a contingent of local beekeepers showed up and saved the day. They helped recover the bees and reset their hives.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 103.5, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
Nat and Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
And we'll play the $1,000 minute at 7:35, first play of the day. And to get you closer to the money and save you some time, the answer to question one will be the Tony Awards. The Tony Awards. Hold on to that for 7:35.
Coming up in a few minutes, though, we have got a four-pack of tickets and $100 to spend at the team store for the opening game for the BC Lions. This is the game where Snoop Dogg is actually performing before the game. If you would like to go, we will play Wheel of Games. It is on the way. First, Mariah Carey.